Fijian born contemporary artist Salote Tawali has been awarded the New South Wales Government's inaugural Visual Artist Fellowship for 2017. Miss Tawali draws on her personal experience of race, class, and ethnicity as an Indigenous Fijian woman growing up in suburban Australia. Wire reporter Emma Lancaster spoke with the contemporary visual artist shortly after she was awarded the award was announced.
So first off, congratulations, Salote, for being awarded the New South Wales Visual Artist Fellowship. What will this fellowship support you in achieving with your work? What do you hope that it will help you achieve?
This is such a great opportunity that I have from Arts New South Wales Art Bank and Murray Art Museum. They've just it's going to enable me to expand my art practice, not only locally, but nationally and globally. It's going to give me the opportunity to travel to Europe and meet with curators and some of like Australian, New Zealand's like best artists who are part of the Venice Biennale. And I've never been to Europe before, so it's just like a really awesome opportunity.
I wanted to ask you, so the fellowship, it's specifically for mid-career or established artists. So I wanted to speak to you about, you know, what the challenges are that you face as a mid-career artist.
I think actually to even get to be a mid-career artist means that you've worked hard. It is challenging creating an arts practice. You're often just slogging it out there. I think I've survived so far because I've been a part of such great artist communities, and you know, it's those small arts organisations that have really helped my practice.
So as a Fijian-born contemporary artist, your work often deals with race and class and ethnicity and gender, and you use your own personal experience to frame your work. So why do you love to explore these topics, and also how do you find your viewers respond to it?
I always use myself in my artworks. I feel like I can only talk from my perspective. And, you know, I have an immigrant heritage. I'm Indigenous Fijian. I grew up in Australia. I'm also European Australian. So there's a complexity there. There's a lot, you know, there's a lifetime's work there. But also I think people can understand that because most of us have these immigrant histories. And, you know, other than if you're Indigenous to this country. So it's like, I think it's just important to be a part of that dialogue.
Art, obviously, it allows that self-expression, but it also, as an artist, you're able to hold a mirror to society. So you deal with these big issues in your work. How do you ensure you're constantly growing and you're pushing new boundaries? How do you do that?
Firstly, responding to the society and communities that you live in, and not just, you know, smaller communities, but wider, being a part of a national community, like a national dialogue, and then further, like globally. Like these, it's not just an identity is not just a concept for Australians, you know, it's for people.
Certainly. So you're going to be headed back to Fiji as part of this fellowship to explore oral histories and women's tattoo in Fiji. And Fiji is a really interesting place because it struggled to come to terms with, you know, a post-colonial, multi-ethnic complexity. And the result, obviously, there have been military-led coups in the 80s and early 2000s, 2006. We saw the first democratically elected government in 2007. And, you know, it is an incredibly complex and interesting history. So what kind of things do you think you'll be focusing on when you speak to your relatives and other people in Fiji when you're collecting those oral histories?
I'm really interested in talking about pre-colonised Fiji and belief systems and how villages operated and how families operated. And so when I go back to talk to my family, I'll definitely be asking about all those kind of old stories, pre-colonising stories about what, you know, what's happened.
That was contemporary artist Salote Tawali ending that report.